Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Melody will not be joining us today. She's kind of under the weather, folks. Has been the last couple of days. She caught some kind of bug and can't seem to kick it just yet. So please keep her in your prayers. She's a hardworking lady. I know she'd like to be here, but sometimes these things happen. Again, this is Pastor Butch Paul. You're talking to, listen, Financial Survival. This is the 21st day of February 2024. We'll get started, as always, with the markets and the metals markets. And one metal had an up day. Gold was up $1.25 to $20.25.60. Silver's down 0.096 to $22.90. Platinum is down 1642 to $885.08. Palladium is down 2375 to $953.25. So gold was up slightly, the others down. All U.S. markets were down today. Dow was down 128 to 38,435. NASDAQ down 88 to 15,542. S&P down 5 to 4,970. FTSE was up a little bit, 0.05 to 19,118. DAX was up a little, 0.29 to 17,118. Nikkei was down 0.26 to 38,262. Hang Seng was up 1.5% to 16,503. 10-year yield was up 0.039 to 4.320. USDX was down 0.89, 103.99, broke the 104. Oil was up again, 0.85 to 77.89, going towards the $80 mark again, which means, of course, gas prices. Our gas price went up 30 cents in the last 2 weeks, so you can expect that. It doesn't take long for prices to rise. It takes a long time for them to drop, though, doesn't it? But anyway, we're going to go now to Wendy Wilson. Bless her heart, she's always a bundle of information and fun to listen to. With the Pocket Theory Herbs, y'all know who she is. She's no stranger to you. Wendy, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you and all the listeners. I thought we'd talk today about some bone mineral density because we've got some new information coming from Finland on this because, you know, for decades, science has been kind of cautioning patients, especially women, about the health issues of bone mineral loss. And this recent study from Finland appears that the medical science has made some assumptions over the years with no real scientific evidence to back it up. So it seems that science has been painting this picture that women, they're going to have bone loss and they have to take their medications. So when the actual loss for bone is far less significant than what was actually being told. So this is a 2021 study. October 2021 from the University of Eastern Finland. They looked at these postmenopausal women because science has often reported that women during menopause lose bone density. Now, the study is kind of different because it followed women in the study for 25 years. This kind of follow-up is important because most studies are far less or shorter in the follow-up of just a few years. So therefore, this 25-year follow-up of pre- to post-menopausal women, the report said that women may lose up to 10% of mineral bone density. So they may lose up to 10%, or they may not lose 10%. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So the Finland study stated that in 1989, women between the ages of 47 to 56 living in the Kuopio region of eastern Finland, there's about 14,200 women that participated in this study, and they assessed them every 5 years for a 25-year period. So their research did get published in the October 2021 Journal of Bone and Mineral Research, whereas in comparison, the National Institute of Health Center for Biotechnology in March of 2008 was reporting that women will lose up to 30 to 50% of their bone density around menopause. And that's a big difference, Pastor Butch.
Yes, it is.
So the National Institute said this, bone mineral density loss increases substantially in the late perimenopause and remains rapid in the first few postmenopausal years. The University of Finland, on the other hand, says being our Finland study is the world's longest follow-up of changes in bone mineral density in postmenopausal women. The study shows that bone loss around menopause is significantly lower than was previously being assumed on the basis of scientific studies, end of quote. So in the National Institute of Health Center biotechnology report, there was this disclosure, Pastor Butch, that the lead researcher, Joel Finkelstein, he is on the speakers board for Merck and Novartis Pharmaceuticals, as well as a consultant for Eli Lilly and Novartis. So Finkelstein also receives research support from these drug companies. And in addition to Finkelstein's conflict of interest, Mary Fran Sowers, also involved in the study, she has accepted lecture fees from Weath Pharmaceuticals. Also, the research was funded by the following sponsors, Sorve Pharmaceuticals, AstraZeneca, Andrea Bioscience LTD, GlaxoSmithKline, Roche Pharmaceuticals, Bar Pharmaceuticals, and Eli Lilly. So there are 82 bone density drugs on the market, Pastor Butch, made from several of these drug companies, and a lot of them were involved in that 2008 research. And the top manufacturers of these drugs are Eli Lilly, Roche, Pfizer, and Merck. So the National Institute of Health Biotechnology report also donated some refunds. That center donated funds to that research under their SWAN grant. So their report stated there is a rapid mineral bone loss in the first few menopausal years, which is telling me the drug companies want women screened early prior to menopause and to be put on these drugs that they make as soon as possible. Because according to the North American Menopause Society, the perimenopause time is 8 to 10 years before the onset of menopause, starting with women in their 40s. So that was the goal of these drug companies, to make these bone density mineral loss type drugs, and to have doctors screen women early in their 40s and put them on these drugs. Do you see the plan here?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So in the Finland report, hormone drug therapy came up. They said it can mess up a woman's bone density, and that would include thyroid medicine as well as birth control drugs. They also stated that women in the study had no weight gain issues. So hormone drugs often do cause weight gain, including steroid hormone medications. However, patients are often not disclosed this information, which brings us to the bone density scans. So these machines that do the scans are all calibrated where women of petite size automatically fail the test. Okay, you staying with me on this, Pastor Butch?
Absolutely.
So according to the National Center for Health Statistics, The average height of an adult woman in the United States is 5'3" tall. By comparison, women being 5'8" tall, they're only 3.9% of the female population. So the larger woman, the larger woman will pass the test, but that's only 3.9% of the female population in the United States. Therefore, a majority of the women getting the bone density scans are actually going through a test to help the doctor sell them on the osteoporosis drug therapies. So with the statistics on U.S. women over 40 years of age, well, that are average height of 5'3", that's approximately 134 million females. And the average cost of the bone loss medication is about $105 or $58 if you have insurance. So we're talking revenues of over $7 billion annually, and that's just on that particular drug therapy.
Oh, my.
Right. So here's what Professor Helki Kroger at the University of Eastern Finland said. This new long-term follow-up of bone mineral density sheds significant light, new light, she says, on osteoporosis and bone research, and also changes our understanding of bone loss in older women, end of quote. Yeah, it was a scam. They just revealed it was all, you know, set up to sell drugs. That's what it was. The bone loss.
Imagine that.
And of course, then the Finland study is also mentioning, hey, you may be taking a prescription that is instigating mineral loss. And if you get off that medication, you won't lose your bone density. So you can have a drug-induced bone density issue, and people should look at that. So the average woman may or may not have a lack of 10% of bone mineral density as they approach and go through menopause. So much lower than what the American research was saying, 30 to 50%. Unbelievably a huge lie, totally a huge lie. So healthy bones, Pastor Butch, they need whole foods. They need organic plant-based calcium. I'm going to explain why in a minute. So you're going to find some natural calcium in salmon, sardines, kale, collards, broccoli, as well as mustard greens, and turnip greens, bok choy, sesame seeds, fruits and vegetables in general, your sunflower seeds, and your millet and oats. Now, you do have some medicinal herbs that contain these whole food calcium elements as well, and they preserve that perfect chemistry balance of calcium and other minerals required for your body to actually uptake and absorb your calcium. So some of the herbs that are part of my favorite list of calcium-rich herbs are horsetail herb, comfrey root, lobelia, and oat straw. So these are herbs that always have this specific chemistry. So when you're looking at your fruits and vegetables, your leafy greens and oranges that have a calcium profile, or your medicinal herbs that have a calcium profile, isn't it interesting that they all have the same mineral profile of boron and magnesium with the calcium, and it's required so your body can absorb the calcium and use it properly. So if you don't have boron and magnesium with calcium, your body lacks the ability to absorb enough calcium. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but it makes sense. I mean, it seems like the guy that made us understood how we should run.
Oh, yeah. God gets all the credit. Yeah, so, and your calcium isn't just for bones. Your muscles, all your connective tissues, your skin, your immune system, these are areas the body needs calcium for. And then specifically for your immune system, when your body kicks on your immune system, if you're sick and it starts to release antibodies to kill the infection, and then when the infection's done, it kicks off the immune system, right, and settles it down again, that flow switch has to have calcium to operate. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the right chemistry. So it's interesting when you look at the calcium profile in these plants, it's two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. So it's very specific. But it's in everything that has a calcium profile. It's always that way. It's that chemistry profile. So God put it there for a reason. So you want to keep in mind that when you use your whole food calcium supplements, You're not going to be required to need mega doses typically. It's not necessary because the body's able to absorb the calcium you're absorbing because you have your other minerals with it, as opposed to if you're taking calcium supplements, may not have the other minerals with it. It's an isolated calcium, so probably not going to get very far with that. I want to talk a little bit about how the natural herbs that have this calcium profile help you out. I mean, let's say, Pastor Bud, God forbid, you fractured a bone or you broke a bone. The Native American Indians in the United States understood very well an herb called bone knit. And yeah. It would help a bone heal in half the time. So if you broke a bone, typically it would take 6 weeks. You'd be in a cast. You'd be uncomfortable. You'd be itchy. But it would take 6 weeks. But if you take the bone knit, you'd heal in 3 weeks. And science has proved this because they were trying to come up with a drug therapy that would heal fractures and broken bones for the elderly much faster. And they compared it to, I couldn't believe they compared it to the bone knit herb, which is really called comfrey root. And comfrey root blew them away. The other drug failed, and comfrey root, of course, they really didn't do much with that because they couldn't make any money with it. So, you know, that's what happens to the truth. It gets buried, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So if you ever have a bone problem, think of, the bone knit or comfrey root is the name. Here is a quote from the Mayo Clinic. They say a lack of calcium plays a role in the development of osteoporosis, and low calcium intake contributes to diminished bone density. So how many people are walking around with milk mustaches and ads over the years to drink more milk because of the calcium for your bones? Hey, my grandparents and my regular parents, they bought into that. And they were shoving milk, glasses of milk down our throats every time we turned around, you know? So that's the problem. You get 17% calcium in cow's milk, but you're not absorbing much because you don't have boron and magnesium. Isn't that interesting? Well, and you know, cheese.
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Well, cheese and yogurt and all these things. Well, we were designed to eat plants before the flood, you know?
It's true.
That chemistry was already settled, you know, when creation was put in place, right?
Right.
So yeah, if we get off, the trail a little bit, we're gonna struggle. So plants contain nutrition, and in themselves, they're considered plant-based medicinals. So plants can help heal fractured, broken bones, and very quickly if you get the right plants, comfrey root for one. Basically, what we have at Apothecary Herbs, we have a calcium plant-based liquid with the comfrey root in it and some other wonderful herbs that have calcium. And it's excellent for healing damaged tissues. And by the way, I've used it on pets that had trauma injuries, and they healed spectacularly, and it totally blew the vets away. Really, you know? Hmm. So you can really astonish a lot of healthcare professionals when you use some of God's herbs that he promises are here to heal the nations. Right, Pastor Butch?
That's very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
So we just call that product calcium formula. So it's not anything spectacular in name. You just call it calcium formula. And you could do a lot with some organic plant-based calcium. That's what I have to say. If anybody's interested in getting our free catalog, the number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, they can visit our website, thepowerherbs.com. Free product catalog, though, if you want one. And, you know, find out what you can do with professional strength organic herbs our creator put in place here for our benefit. Absolutely great.
Well, I've always, after years of being ignorant, I figured out the closer we are to the original, the better off we are.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I was talking to a lady today, and I think healthcare is needed where trauma care is, but you know, internal medicine issues, the focus of healthcare there is, you know, symptom management, which really doesn't cure you.
No, it doesn't, but it keeps coming back for more medicine and doctor visits.
Well, and that's the thing to remember. It is a business. If they got a bottom line, they got overhead, they got all kinds of things. And I was telling people the other day, if you've got health insurance or if you've got life insurance and you have to go to the hospital and you die there, make sure your policy has named a beneficiary other than your estate. Because if you put the insurance in your estate, that means the hospital can grab it for your health care bills.
Oh, my goodness. Give them the phone number again.
866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Great to be with you.
See you later, sweetheart. Folks, back at the break. A lot to talk about. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, let's get into the broadcast again. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You are listening to Financial Survival, and Mildy will not be here today. She is not feeling well. I did talk to her earlier today, and she was not sounding well, actually. So you pray where you're keeping your prayers. You know, she's just like we are. She's just a people, and people do get sick. All right, let's get started on news. A lot to cover today. A lot of comments to share, too. And I'm going to start on one here that has nothing really to do with finances or war. We'll get that in a minute. But I thought this is interesting and very telling, and I think very important. COVID booster shots cause heart failure in young adults. Top study confirms. A new peer-reviewed study has confirmed that COVID mRNA booster shots are causing heart failure to soar in young adults and teenagers. The study, published in the world-renowned European Heart Journal on February 15th, found that the third dose of Pfizer or Moderna injections is directly linked, I repeat that, directly linked to the increased incidence rate of myocarditis. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle, myocardium, according to Mayo Clinic. The inflammation can reduce the heart's ability to pump blood, leading to blood clots, strokes, cardiac arrest, and potentially death. Myocarditis is a known side effect of COVID mRNA. Let me repeat that. Myocarditis is a known side effect of COVID mRNA vaccines, but most people are unaware they have it, making a potential ticking time bomb for sufferers. The vaccine-induced heart injury is believed to be the leading cause of the recent spike in sudden and unexpected deaths. Now, folks, that's not my opinion. That's a European Heart Journal. Stay away from all vaccines, period. Don't take them. Don't give them to your children. Don't do it. Now, I'll move on. This article is really a sad statement for the state of America and our society. I would never dream this could have happened in America, but Massachusetts school requests National Guard to be brought into crackdown on students running amok. They're cutting class, having sex, and doing drugs. Committee members at a Massachusetts school have requested that the National Guard be brought in to deal with unruly students causing chaos. Violence and security concerns have been raised at Brockton High School, with 11 students arrested and criminally charged just last week after a brawl in the school. My, my, my. America sure is sick. Committee members Joyce Asik, Tody Rodriguez, Claudio Combs, and Anna Oliver requested immediate assistance last week to prevent a potential tragedy. The letter said, over the past few months, our high school is experiencing a disturbing increase in incidents related to violence, security concerns, and substance abuse. The situation has reached a critical point. More recently, we had an alarming 35 teachers absent, underscoring the severity of the challenges we are facing. Repeat that. 35 teachers did not come to work because they're afraid to be attacked. The letter added, we are formally requesting that you reach out to Governor Healey and request the deployment of the National Guard to assist in restoring order, ensuring the safety of all individuals on the school premises, and implementing measures to address the root causes of the issues we are facing. Calling in the military on school students. And they want to implement measures to address the root causes of the issues we are facing. I can tell you the root cause. Simple fix may take time now because it's been so long. How about teaching the Ten Commandments and the moral codes of the Word of God? How would that be? I grew up with them. Our schools had them posted on their walls when I was in school. We didn't need a National Guard in. What does that say to you folks about this country and the sad shape it's in? Isn't that a heartbreaking statement to have to cover? My, my, my. Trump's campaign spent more than it raised while PAC helped on legal fees. Donald Trump's campaign spent more than it raised in January, putting more pressure on outside groups who are already footing the bill for his mounting legal fees. Trump campaign took in $8.8 million, but doled out $11.4 million last month, according to the filings late Tuesday with the Federal Elections Commission. The campaign began February with $30.4 million in cash on hand. Its biggest expense was the $4.7 million paid for advertising time in January, which covered expenses in Iowa and New Hampshire primary contests. Outside groups typically pick up the spending slack for Candace campaign, supplementing advertising or door-knocking efforts, for example. But in cases in Trump's case, those so-called political action committees or ally groups are also taking on the burden of his legal fees. In January alone, a Trump-packed PAC spent $2.9 million on legal fees. Folks, when you see the anger, the violence that's stored up in young people in high school, you have called in the military to quell the violence. You see what's happening here with Trump. People are getting angry, whether it's right or wrong. What they're doing with him is right or wrong. People are getting fed up with it. And Latia James says she's prepared to seize Trump's buildings if he can't pay his $354 million civil fraud fine. 4 days after the judge ordered former President Donald Trump to pay $354 million in his civil fraud case, New York Attorney General Latia James told ABC News that she is prepared to seize the former president's assets but is unable to find the cash to cover the fine. If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court. We ask the judge to seize his assets, James said in an interview with ABC News' Aaron Kareski. I will tell you, Trump's been fined $87,000 a day in interest fees until this is paid. I see people getting angry over the fact that they're coming after Trump so hard. I cannot for certain say whether he's innocent or guilty on most any of these charges. But the anger of the people building up to the point over this, that violence could break out any time in the streets of America. And who knows? May have called military in to quell the violence in American streets. This year could be a very interesting year because of politics. America, my friends and brothers and sisters, is dying. Without morality and the rule of morality in the people's hearts, you cannot enforce morality with a gun very well. Morality in people's hearts keeps a nation free and prosperous. Otherwise, you see what's happening in a country like America today. Ukraine's rulers claim they need nuclear rockets. Worldwide, this is absolutely increasing. The rulers of Ukraine are claiming that they need nuclear rockets to continue to take on Russia as the war keeps raging. The rulers are saying that unless Ukraine receives full NATO membership, the country will have to have no other choice but to develop or somehow obtain an arsenal of nuclear weapons, according to MP Alexei Kurtachenko. At the Munich Security Conference on Saturday, Kurtachenko confirmed United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken and asked for Ukraine to be able to obtain nuclear weapons somehow. Once again, I will say directly and openly, I support the return of nuclear weapons to Ukraine, and I believe that this is our only option for survival, Kurtachenko wrote in a telegram post on Sunday evening, noting that Blinken did not respond. I see a lot of things heating up, my friends, they just don't look well for the world, and certainly not America. Biden administration seems to be going that direction. Biden administration now says U.S. may give Ukraine long-range missiles that can strike Russia. How long are you going to poke the bear before the bear says enough's enough? I don't know. In May 2022, Biden made it very clear that the U.S. had no intentions of sending Ukraine rocket systems that can strike Russia. Well, now, you can't imagine that Biden would lie, that he would go against his word, can you? It has been revealed that the United States may provide Ukraine with long-range ballistic missiles as part of the latest foreign aid package making its way through Congress, despite promises from the president that his course of action will not be taken, given the risk of escalation. While the Biden administration has sent a slew of U.S.-developed Army tactical missile systems to the war-torn nation, they have thus far only been older medium-range models. This would mark the first time those capable of flying over 300 kilometers and striking targets in Russia-controlled Crimea were provided. According to NBC News, sources in the Defense Department familiar with the matter said that the U.S. has a limited number of long-range ATACMS in the stockpile, meaning they would only be made available to Ukraine if a foreign aid package successfully passes in the House and secures more funding to replenish the inventory. The sources informed the outlet that, alternatively, the U.S. could call on allies to provide Ukraine with long-range missiles and use the funding to pay to replace their stock. On Saturday, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba sat down with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Munich. During the meeting, NBC News reports Kuleba said he spent a good part of his time arguing in favor of the ATACMS. There's only one way to destroy Russia and capabilities of Ukraine, he explained. It's to hit them. It's to hit deep into the occupied territories, bypassing radio electronic warfare and the interceptors. Kuleba referred to ATACMS as an important symbol in Ukraine, adding, "If you want to hit behind the lines, disrupt the logistics and supplies, destroy the depots of ammunition, you can only do it with long-range missiles." In May 2022, Biden made it very clear the U.S. had no intention of sending Ukraine rocket systems that can strike Russia. Since then, Ukraine officials have pushed for the weapons, while President Zelensky saying the war will not be over until Crimea is reunited with Ukraine. Doesn't sound real promising, does it? You know, I don't know what to say about this, and I don't know what's going on behind it. I don't trust either side as far as I can throw my house. I don't trust news broadcasts on any mainline TV or radio station. I don't care if it's Fox or what it is. I don't trust them. Every one of them at best give you a half-truth and always slant it the way they want to go. Generally, against our best interest as a nation. Israel sets date for Rafah offensive and ultimatum for Hamas. War cabinet members warns onslaught will begin in 3 weeks unless all hostages are released. Israel's threat to invade Gaza's Rafah by the start of Ramadan if Hamas does not return the remaining hostage in a dark ultimatum condemned by the international observers. The United States and other governments, as well as the United Nations, have issued increasingly urgent appeals to Israel to call off its planned offensive on Rafah, where three-quarters of the displaced Palestinian population has fled. Some 1.2 million people are now taking shelter in sprawling tent encampments without access to adequate food, water, or medicine in the city that used to be home to just 250,000. Imagine that, 1.2 million people in a place where only 250,000 lived before. But the Israeli government says the city is on the Egypt border is the last remaining stronghold in Gaza of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The world must know, and Hamas leaders must know, if by Ramadan our hostages are not home, the fighting will continue everywhere, including the Rafah area, Benny Gantz, a retired military chief of staff, told a conference of American Jewish leaders in Jerusalem on Sunday. I do believe the war expansion around the world is escalating at a very rapid pace. Around the world. UK warns it could restrict arms sales to Israel if Rafah offensive proceeds. They're getting some kickback from nations, and I say they should, after some 28,000-30,000 Gazans killed, most of them women and children, their homes destroyed, and the Israeli firms already bulldozing along the Mediterranean to put in seaside properties where Gaza used to be. Isn't that something? Fresh headlines on Wednesday say the United Kingdom is mulling restricting arms sales to Israel if it goes ahead with its planned major offensive in the southern Gaza city Rafah, which is packed with over 1 million Palestinian refugees who've been forcibly relocated from the other parts of the strip. Further escalation of Israel's military action in Gaza without more effort to protect civilians could put in breach of international humanitarian law, depending on how it conducts the operation, UK officials said, speaking on condition of anonymity about internal assessments. Not only has London's High Court recently dealt with petitions from legal advocacy groups alleging British arms sent to Israel were being used to commit war crimes, petitions which thus far have been rejected, but the UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron has just issued a letter to Netanyahu's office calling for Israel to stop and think seriously about the repercussions of a military offensive on Rafah. Folks, the world is absolutely up in turmoil. America is in total chaos in a lot of parts of the country. No, not in my little hometown yet. But it's spreading like cancer. It'll leave the cities. It'll leave the blue states like New York, Massachusetts. It'll come into red states like West Virginia and Texas. It'll spread. It's going to spread. The insanity is not going to go away until there's a change of heart of the American people. And I certainly don't see that happening. I truly don't. Everyone still thinks politics will save us. Trump will get us out. Without repentance, folks, there's no hope. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back again. This is Listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. Give Melody a call. Talk to her. See what's going on as far as gold and silver prices. Gold is still well over 2,000. Silver's pecking along, and both are excellent buys. Of course, I have to be quite honest. I'm partial to silver because it's a little less expensive for folks like me who don't have a lot of money to spend. I guess you call it the poor man's gold, I guess. But, it's something worth getting a hold of, because silver and gold will be there in your hands. Don't put it in the bank. Keep it on your own property if you can at all. You know, I tell people all the time, what's going to happen when the grid goes down? Your money's in the bank. The computers are all down. How are you going to get your money out of the bank? And if you have all this on Bitcoin, what are you going to do then? With no physical assets in your hand. Some cash is good to have. But don't trust the bank or anybody else with your assets. Things can happen, and they will happen. They truly will. Israel behind explosions at Iran's two major gas pipelines. You know, it almost seems like Israel wants to instigate further war, doesn't it? It seems like that's what it wants. Israel is behind explosions at two major natural gas pipelines that occurred in southern Iran on Wednesday night. The New York Times reported, citing two Western officials and military strategists affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. So they're now hitting pipelines inside Iran. The strikes on the gas pipelines were rather symbolic and served as a warning to the Iranian authorities that Israel's ability to escalate tensions in the Middle East, one Western official said. The sabotage targeted several points simultaneously. The newspaper reported, noting that it remains unclear whether the pipelines were struck with drones, explosives attached to pipes, or some other means. Iranian authorities also believe that Israel is responsible for the attacks due to the complexity and scale of the operation, since the pipelines are regularly patrolled by IRGC, making it a difficult task that requires careful planning and assistance from collaborators inside Iran, the military strategist said. Israel also carried out a separate blast at a chemical factory on the outskirts of Tehran on Thursday, Western officials added. Maybe they have a reason I don't see, but why are they poking into Iran now? Do they really think that Iran is going to lay by very long and take this? Do you really think they're hurting Hamas by going into Iran? I don't see that. I truly don't. Only time will tell what's going to come out of that. U.S. part of a cash bonanza that's paying illegals to cross the border. As I said, the U.S. part of a cash bonanza that's paying illegals to cross the border. This is by Suzanne Bowdy. Is the U.S. bankrolling our own border invasion? That's what an explosive new report from the Epoch Times suggests. While Americans struggle to pay for shelter, medical care, food, and schooling for the migrants who have been bused to major cities, we may also be footing the bill for their journeys here. We're actually funding our own border crisis, the Center for Immigration Studies told Todd Bensman warned, and most taxpayers have no clue. While the Biden administration has been all too willing to throw open the gates to illegal crossers, the biggest contribution to the crisis is through the UN, where this president has been funneling hundreds of millions of dollars to agencies sabotaging our border. The International Office for Migration, for instance, which is part of the UN, has been raking in about $500 million before 2021. Now, alarmed experts say that funding has skyrocketed to an eye-popping $1.3 billion in 2023, double what it was under Donald Trump. Why is that a problem? Because that money, investigations have shown, is being handed out directly to migrants who want to cross the border illegally. People who might not have taken the risk to travel to the U.S. because they were worried about food or safety now have help, Bensman points out. That help, Epic Times notes, comes in the form of a prepaid debit cards, food, water, shelter, medical care, and transportation. In most cases, these migrants are directly receiving cash, what the UN Emergency Manual calls cash in envelopes. Bisbon went to Mexico to see with its own eyes whether this was actually happening. In 2021, his tweet of migrants in long lines for the UN debit card went viral. The IOM worker said a family of four gets about $800 a month. Most of this, he told the Epic Times, is provided by ultimately the United States taxpayer. Oh, wow. How do you follow up with that? How many of y'all like to have an extra $800 a month coming in? For whatever. Food, shelter, medical. How many of y'all like just to have an extra $80 a week coming in? Yet they're taking your money, my money, and giving it to criminals. This is not done by accident. This is not a coincidence. This is done on purpose to bring America to her knees. And folks, it's working. It's working. The more money they give away, not only does it take away our tax dollars, it causes higher inflation, which is another way to rob you and I of our means to provide for ourselves. This is America today. Jackpot New York City mayor, now listen to this, to give migrants preloaded debit cards worth up to $10,000. What would you do with the next $10,000 this month or this year? Could you use it? Could you pay off some debts? Could you maybe buy some precious metals to provide for your family in the future? Oh, well. A shocking 10 million illegals, I'm sure we're convinced it's much higher than that, have crossed the southern border into the U.S. under President Biden's watch so far. Thousands of lucky migrants who end up in the progressive hellhole of New York City could receive preloaded debit cards with amounts as much as $10,000 under a new controversial program launched by Democrat Mayor Eric Adams. Funding criminals. The New York Post reports Adams' genius plan to give unvetted illegals taxpayer funds is set to begin with 500 families staying at the luxurious Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. In February, the mayor told a reporter about the debit card program in response to a question. We're doing a pilot project with 500 people. Each migrant in the pilot program is expected to receive a MasterCard debit card worth $1,000 per month, allowing them to splurge on items at convenience stores. The no-bid contracts fine point with a sketchy fintech from Mobility Capital Finance leaves the option to helicopter drop rewards up to $2.5 billion in taxpayer funds over 1 year. The fintech firm outlined it needed $53 million in fees to hand out free money. Repeat that. They picked the firm, needs $53 million just to hand out 500 checks. Boy, we're in the wrong business. Unlike SNAP food debit cards, which are programmed only to pay for specific food items, Adams' potential multi-billion dollar debit card program has zero protections and no fraud control. What could go wrong with that? Isn't that a beautiful way of being generous to criminals? Texas to build military base camp on Mexico border to house 1,800 soldiers. In the latest signal of his resolve to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the United States, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Friday announced that the Lone Star State would build a military base along the Rio Grande at the border of the city of Eagle Pass. Spanning 80 acres, Forward Operating Base Eagle will house upwards of 1,800 Texas National Guard soldiers supporting Operation Lone Star, and will be expandable to house 2,300, Texas Major General Thomas Sulcher said. The camp will have 300 beds by mid-April and will add another 300 beds every month after that. Texas National Guard soldiers stand in the back, it's a picture there. Before this effort here, they have been living in conditions that were atypical for military operations, Abbott said in a press conference at Eagle Pass. Because of the magnitude of what we're doing, because of the need to sustain and actually expand our efforts of what we're doing, it's essential that we build this base camp for the soldiers. As it is, soldiers are housed all over the area, living in hotels, tents, and even some private houses. Some bear long commutes. Illegal crossings are down. Coincidentally, razor wire barrier is up, said Abbott. We will continue to muster the efforts to make sure that Texas does the job that the United States Congress has mandated. The United States Congress has mandated for barriers built on the border. Biden is not building those barriers. Going to put in around 2,000 soldiers patrol the border. Hey, what can you say? Chinese agents are being sent across Mexican border to prepare for attacks on U.S. soil. The Chinese Communist Party is currently taking advantage of lax border controls to put the infrastructure in place in America to attack U.S. from our own soil. Gatestone Institute designated senior fellow Gordon G. Chang recently outlined a number of very compelling signs that such attacks are in the works. One is video posted on X showing recently arrived Chinese migrants firing pistols, including a Chinese woman operating a sniper rifle. Chinese citizens cannot possess firearms and the migrants had only been in U.S. soil for 3 weeks. As Chang points out, it seems like an odd way to spend one's time immediately after arriving in a new country with nothing to your name. Most migrants are worried about where they will live and where their next meal will come from. Working on shooting skills normally doesn't fit into these plans. He wrote, "You would not, within weeks of entering your new homeland, be sharpening your skills to kill. You'll be thinking of killing. You would not be thinking of killing unless that's what you came to do." This is supported by comments by retired Air Force General Blaine Holt, who reports that Chinese migrants are also carrying out target practice in Idaho, where he lives. He said that the tens of thousands of men of military age have already made their way into the U.S., including terrorists and state actors working for the People's Liberation Army of China. As we speak, these actors are training, making plans, obtaining weapons, watching your patterns, and learning your vulnerabilities. "We are also vulnerable to attack," he said. "Our enemies eagerly await." Don't know what I can do to add to that. Don't know what else I can say. I've been discussing this on my radio show now for years. I have. 800-375-4188 to talk Melody. Apparently, it's going to be a trucker strike to boycott New York City. We'll see. I haven't seen much success of those yet. It could shut down New York City. It could shut New York City down. Female trucker joining boycott to protest Trump verdict says consumers will pay the price when they stop delivering. Truckers support Donald Trump claim the proposed New York City delivery boycott over his $355 million fraud trial verdict could paralyze the city. It could shut down New York City. Jennifer Hernandez, a trucker who supports the boycott, told news station National correspondent Dre Clark on the channel's Morning in America on Monday. "If New York loses, just 10% of the trucks going there, the prices will skyrocket on everything from milk to eggs to any type of goods that the consumer needs," she added. It's not clear how widespread support for the proposal boycott is and what impact it might have on deliveries to the city. The truckers claim they are taking action as the former president was ordered to pay $355 million fine in civil fraud verdict by New York court that found his company falsely inflated asset valuations to obtain more favorable loan terms. The New York City's mayor's office, New York Association of Convenience Stores, and New York-based National Supermarkets Association did not immediately respond to requests for comments from Daily Mail on Monday morning. Prior proposed trucker boycotts have had mixed results. Last July, proposed one-day trucker boycott in Florida over strict new immigration law fizzled out, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Many truckers do not own their own trucks, and those who do may be under financial pressure to take whatever jobs are available. Wow. Folks, about our time. Hope today we've done something to enlighten you and maybe help you understand what you need to do. And you need to take care of yourself and your family. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. Don't postpone it too long. I know you're struggling to make it otherwise. But do what you can as soon as you can, as much as you can. That's the best I can tell you. Prepare yourself with a decent water filter, which you can get through our ministry, by the way, right here at our little ministry. At 800-777-4403. You can get somewhere else, perhaps, some storable food, which you can get at newmanna.com, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, newmanna.com. Or then you call Melody by Precious Metals at 800-375-4188. Don't put it off, folks. You're not getting any cheaper, I promise. I'll be back with you Friday, Lord willing. Have a wonderful night.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a